Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the On Fire B2B podcast, where we take business owners and CEOs in the B2B space. 6 questions in 9 minutes, because the best. So how to be concise and when to end. With that, first question for our guest today is, tell us who you are and what you do.
Hi, I'm Patricia Clayson, and I am an executive coach and a trainer and an author and professional speaker. And my key area is the field of emotional intelligence, which is the idea of being able to relate to other people, being able to be authentic in your own emotions so that people will trust you. And we do conflict management, leadership, engagement, ethics, and lots of other related topics. And I've been doing this for 45 years. So it's been awesome to watch the development of neuroscience and body, mind, and emotions working together over all those years.
Love that. Digging in and learning as you go. That's incredible. Lots of wisdom and current experience. Question number two, Patricia, what's the best thing about working with businesses?
Well, when I work with businesses, I get to reach more people. I have a broader audience. I can go in and do a one-day training and really reach large groups of people and make an impact and inspire them to learn more about emotional intelligence. So what happens is I end up having the opportunity to not only connect with people professionally, but I also get to make a difference in their personal lives.
Fantastic, fantastic. Question number three, I'm hearing from other business owners and CEOs, they're at the top of their game, that using quotes from clients dramatically increases conversions and sales. Your thoughts?
Well, I think quotes and testimonials are very important because they bring up other people's experiences and have an opportunity to give you some social credibility. I believe that that's the best way to showcase results. And one of my mentors very early in my career said, your best credentials are your results. And the way that people know that is what other people say about the work that I do.
Love it there. Wonderful. I agree. Question number four, Patricia, what advice would you give to other companies working in the B2B industry?
Well, there are some basics that I believe are really important to laying the foundation for a successful business and a successful life. And one of those is building relationships, that when we help others to become successful, that solidifies the relationship. It shows that we really care about who they are. So giving people little tips, sending them articles, making referrals to them, those kinds of things, I believe, when done sincerely and authentically, really connect people together. And my not to do is don't say, let's do lunch, and then not make it happen, because they'll walk away thinking that was nice and she didn't really care. And then communicate. Respond to emails quickly within 24 hours, even if only to say, I'll have to get back to you in another day or two. Make sure you return phone calls. Make sure you send updates on projects that you're doing. Today, it is so easy for people to get lost in detail and forget to communicate. The other important thing, part of those foundations, is under-promise and over-deliver. Never promise more than you are absolutely certain you can deliver. Give yourself enough time to do it. Communicate immediately if there are delays, and get it in early and add something extra. And then the next one is integrity. Always do what you say you're going to do. Follow through, always follow through. And if delays or obstacles get in the way, communicate immediately as soon as you know something's coming up. Renegotiate your commitments so that people know they can count on you. It's so important. And should you ever break your word about something, always fix it. Do something to mend the relationship. And then the last one is walk the talk. I believe it's really important that people know that you do believe what you're speaking and saying. And so people can sense, this is from emotional intelligence, people can sense when you're not authentic. They may not register it consciously, but they feel it because there's an incongruency. So to walk the talk of whatever it is that you're doing or teaching or sharing or producing. So the more you walk the talk, the more authentic you are, the more people will trust you. And trust is the foundation of all relationships. So those are my key things that I think are really important as far as business basics are concerned.
Excellent, excellent. Question number five. What other top CEOs and executives in the B2B industry like yourself would you like to acknowledge as a leader and receive an invitation to be a guest on this podcast?
Well, I'd like to mention two from the greater Milwaukee area, which is where I'm based, and that's John Taylor of MKE Video. The man is amazing. He is so dedicated to his work and practices all the things that I just talked about, and does high quality video work as well as web work and designing classes and all that sort of thing for digital. And then the other person is Melissa Blair, who I have known for over 35 years. Melissa is cultivatingsales.com, and she is another person with the highest level of integrity and a true, sincere, authentic caring about every single organization that she works with. So she's really there, fully present, and will do whatever it takes to do a good job.
Wonderful. I look forward to meeting both Melissa and John. Final question, Patricia, that I have, and we still have about 2 minutes on the clock, so doing great there. Tell us about your first sale.
You know, I don't remember my first sale. That was a really interesting question for me. And maybe that's because it's been 40 years. So what I'd like to say is I think every sale should be like the first sale, in that you celebrate it and make a big deal about it and dissect it to see what you can learn from it in order to grow. Because in order to be successful in business, we need to keep growing. We can't stop growing. We can't stop learning. So the gratitude of the celebration of every sale makes it special. And that gratitude begets positive energy that will come full circle to you in the future. So celebrate every sale like it was the first one.
Love it. Love it there. We still have about a minute left. What else would you like to share with our listeners and viewers real quick here?
I would share that being authentically and fully you on an emotional level is so critical today. We can no longer do business in a robotic kind of way. We really need to be personal and real, because people get that. And there's so much technology and digital that's not personal. So be real and share your honest self.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And guess what, Patricia? You did it. 6 questions in 9 minutes, because the best know how to be concise and when to end. Your website, say it real quick so people know how to connect with you after the podcast.
Thank you. PatriciaClason.com. It's C-L-A-S-O-N. PatriciaClason.com or SuccessfulLivingBasicTraining.com.
Fantastic. And we typed it in the description of the podcast for you guys as well. Patricia, appreciate having you on as a guest. And remember, don't stop believing. You're welcome. And for those that are listening and watching, be sure to check out other episodes of the On Fire B2B podcast. This is April Renee. Create a terrific day.